All right, thank you all for tuning in to Just About Finance podcast, where we help you with your personal finance and help you reach your financial goals. I am your host, Abdul, and I'm excited to bring you today's podcast. All right, so let's get into it. All right, look. We've all done stupid with money at one point. We've made horrible financial choices with money at one point in our life. I guess we're human. But one thing that we can't continue to do is continue to repeat that mistake, because then you're crazy. Yeah. You're just crazy if you're doing it over and over and over again. You just haven't learned. Now, this podcast, what I want to talk to you guys about is why I personally think it's a bad idea, dumb idea, stupid idea, crazy idea to use your credit card for emergencies. Now, before I get into that, I want to talk to you about scenarios that some people actually go through on a month-to-month basis, which is some people use payday loans. Now, you may not be in that category. You may not be in that financial situation where you have to use payday loans, but the reason why I'm bringing payday loans up is because I want to give you the psychology, the thought process behind that decision to actually use that kind of funding. And it's simply this: you make poor financial decisions when you're desperate. Individuals that are using this kind of financing service are desperate for cash. That's why they're using it. And what do we know about payday loans? I mean, just hearing it already, alarm bells is going through your head. Yeah, that's just a high amount of interest rate to pay. Man, you're being used. You're being taken advantage of if you're going there to use their kind of funding. I mean, it's just a dumb idea, right? I mean, that's probably what's going through your head. I'm not ever going to walk into a payday loan, Abdul. What are you talking about? I'm not. What? That's just dumb. Okay. Why? Because you know they're going to be charging a high interest rate. You know that their fees is going to be high. And you know in the end, you're going to pay more for that money than you would have if you had that money in your savings account. You wouldn't pay nothing because it's your money. But people that use payday loans, they're in a desperate situation. And that's what I want to address right now, is the fact that they're in a desperate situation. So they're willing to pay the high interest rate, and they're willing to pay the fee for that funding. They're willing to pay that high interest rate in order for them to get the cash. Now, is there any products in your wallet, financial product in your wallet right now that you can pull out, in your purse, that you can pull out that charges you a high interest rate? Yeah, there's one. I know you have it. Don't lie to me. You know you have it. It's a credit card. Yeah. Oh. Wait a minute. What? Yeah. Your credit card. And do you know how much interest rate you're paying on that credit card? I can guarantee you it's probably around 17%. That's the average. But it could be more than that. It could be 18%. Matter of fact, let's make that 19. Why don't we just make it 20%? You could. How do you know? Have you looked? Why don't you take a look? Take a look. Now, why do I make those two relations? Why do I relate those two? Here's the reason why. The same individuals that are using the payday loans, they're in a desperate situation. The individual that uses their credit card for emergencies, they're in a desperate situation. Both of them are in a desperate situation. Both of them are just using different avenues for funding, different avenues to get cash, to get money. But they're both in a desperate situation. Credit cards are practically, to me, they're almost no different. You get charged with high interest rate to borrow money. That's what you're doing. When you use a credit card, you're borrowing money. And that's my first reason why, right there. First reason why. When you use a credit card, you're borrowing money on a high percent interest rate. Think about it. If you were to walk into a bank, right, and say, hey, I want a loan, just a personal loan, I just need $1,000. Okay, You go through a loan process. They give you funding for $1,000. They give you money for $1,000. But then they said, well, we're going to charge you 17% interest. Are you going to take it? Most likely not. I hope not. God, I hope not. If you take it, may God help you. But I hope not. But that's essentially what you're doing when you're using a credit card. You're borrowing money on a high percent interest rate. I hope you know that. And the thing about the fees. What if you're not able to make the payment on time and get hit with a fee? Uh-oh. And what if you only have enough in your budget to actually make the minimum payments? Uh-oh. You got another problem now. Compound interest working against you. You can have compound interest working for you, or you can have compound interest working against you. When you use a credit card and carry a balance, it's working against you. So that's my first reason. You're borrowing money to solve a situation that you could have been prepared for. Now, here's the thing. The situation that only costs maybe $800, you're now paying extra for because you put it on a credit card and you carry that balance month to month. You're paying extra to solve that situation. So you've actually made a bigger situation because your situation in the beginning cost you $800. But now it's going to cost you more than that because you weren't prepared. And that's what happens when you don't have an emergency savings fund. It's going to cost you more to solve the problem. You see, an emergency, well, I mean life. It's life, folks. It's life. You're going to have an emergency. You're going to have certain things come up that you know you're going to need money for, and you need to be prepared for it. And some of us may neglect actually doing that. You see, there's a financial term called hedging. And basically, hedging is basically protecting yourself against risk. And so when you hedge yourself, you're protecting yourself against risk. You're protecting yourself against risk that is going to happen. It may happen, it may not happen, but at least you have that protection. That's being money smart. That is being money smart. You using your credit card to hedge yourself against risk, it's not being money smart. Because now you've actually put yourself in a greater risk. Well, how's that? Well, now you're carrying a balance. But who's to say that that's not the only emergency you have? What if another emergency comes up? Well, guess what? The money that you could have been using to build up your emergency savings fund is now the money that you're using to pay down the balance and the interest. Okay. Now another emergency happens. Oh, build up the balance again. And next thing you know, you have a negative snowballing effect that's hurting you. That's the second reason why you shouldn't use it. Because you put yourself in a more vulnerable position where if another situation happens, guess what? Your first solution was to use a credit card. You don't have a second solution because you have not yet figured out that the first solution was a bad idea in the first place. You see the snowballing effect starting to happen? You see the situation you're putting yourself into? It's the same thing with payday loans. It's the same thing. Guess what happens? When they're finished paying off the balance, they don't have any, they're still in the same position. They're strapped with cash still, right? They're still in the same position. So when another situation happens, what do? They go back to the payday loans and they start to cycle over again. That's what you're doing when you're using a credit card. You're essentially doing the same thing. Is that smart? No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't you say it is, because it's not. Is there an alternative? There is, and I'll share that with you. There is an alternative. It's an obvious alternative. It may take some work. It may take some effort on your part, but there is a different alternative. But I want to share with you the third reason why I think it's a bad idea. What could that be? Well, it ties into the alternative. If you're making all that interest payment and a principal payment, that's money that you could be using to build up your savings. That's the money you could be using to build up your reserves, to hedge yourself, to protect yourself. But now you're giving it away. You're giving it away to the banks. because you weren't prepared. That is the punishment right there. You're literally punishing yourself when you do that. You've turned a $500 problem into a $600 problem. You turn an $800 problem into a $1,000 problem in the span of a couple months because you're carrying it the balance month to month. That's essentially what you've done. So now the money that you could have been using to build up your savings is now used to clean up that debt. I know, folks, it's that simple, right? It's that simple. But that's the situation you put yourself in. Now, you may make the argument, well, Abdul, what if you have money in your savings account and the emergency costs more than what you have in your savings account? What then? Well, is it better to have zero? Is it better to have zero? Is it better to have nothing at all than something? Think about it. It's not really much to think about. It really isn't. Is it better to have zero or is it better to have something? If I have $1,000 in my savings and I have a problem that costs $1,500, well, I've just brought down that problem. Now I just need $500. Okay, $500. Are you seriously telling me that you can't find a way to get $500 to solve that problem? See, the main point that I'm making is this. Be prepared because you know that emergency will happen. And if you're unprepared, well, you're going to find yourself in a bad situation where you're making monthly payments, paying high interest on credit card balance because you thought it was a great idea to use your credit card as an emergency. Building up an emergency savings fund is the best way to protect yourself against an emergency. Hands down, it's the most cost-effective way. The interest rate is the cost of you borrowing that money. Okay, so if you borrow that money, you're basically increasing your cost right there. Simply put, that's my argument for you guys. That's my case that I'm making. You can take it, you can leave it. You don't have to have an emergency savings fund, folks. You don't. If you don't want to, you don't have to. If you want to put yourself in that predicament, go for it. Let's see how that works out for you. But this is the best way to do it. It's the smartest way to do it. It's the most effective way to do it. Now, some of you guys may have a good enough emergency savings. If you have 6 months of emergency savings put aside, man, applaud yourself. Kudos to you. You're freaking doing it. You're doing a freaking good job. For those that don't, get started. Create a monthly budget and build up that savings because it's going to be one of the best decisions you ever made. Look, I've seen people in desperate situations when they need cash. It's not good because you make dumb decisions at that moment in time. You do. It's horrible. It's a stressful situation to be in. But imagine if you had money there, ready to go. You could breathe. You can relax. You could let me sit back. Okay, I got the situation. Okay, I'll deal with it. I got the money for it. So what? Your emergency savings depletes a little bit. Okay, well, guess what? Now I don't have any payments. So I can build it back up. Hello, that easy. So I leave you guys with that. Don't think that because you have a credit card, you can use that as an emergency savings for emergency savings because it's just a dumb idea. And I've already laid my case why I think it's a dumb idea. But of course, you don't have to listen to me. It's just my opinion. Just my opinion. But build up your emergency savings and you'll be in a better position. Thank you all for listening to Just About Finance podcast, where we help you with your personal finance and help you reach your financial goals. Look, if you like this podcast, do me a big favor. Share it. Tell your friends about it. Tell them, hey, look, if you don't have an emergency savings fund and you think that a credit card is a good idea to use for emergency savings, just go ahead and listen to this podcast. Maybe your mind will be changed. But go ahead and share this with your folks, with your friends. Don't hesitate. Don't keep it for yourself, man. That's really selfish. That's really, really selfish. Why are you doing that? Don't do that.